USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes everything that could be said has been said when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump. The Kentucky Republican, speaking in his home state on Monday, reminds everyone,
"We can't take up a matter we don't have, and so hopefully it'll be on the way over at some point."
The TSA is offering tips for a smooth flight. They're advising flyers to get to the airport 2 hours ahead of time for domestic flights and 3 hours in advance for international flights. TSA Administrator Dave Pekoski says,
"Be a bit patient because there's a lot, you know, when you show up at an airport during this time of year, I mean, there's a lot of traffic and then just a lot more people."
The U.S. Navy is joining the Army in banning the short video app TikTok. Navy officials say the Chinese-owned app is a security threat and are now prohibiting its use on the platform of any government-issued devices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
The Centers for Disease Control thinks it knows what's causing most of those vaping-related illnesses across the nation. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The CDC is now directly blaming vitamin E acetate for most of those vaping illnesses. It's a thickening agent often added to illicit THC vaping products. Federal health officials now telling doctors to monitor patients within 2 days of sending them home from a hospital after 7 patients died. In a related move, the CDC has shut down more than 40 websites that advertise illegal vaping cartridges that contain THC.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is stepping down amid troubles with the 737 MAX airplane. The company announced on Monday that Chairman David Calhoun will become the company's new CEO next month. The airplane manufacturer has struggled following the grounding of its 737 MAX aircraft worldwide after 2 deadly crashes overseas killed 346 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
According to the Washington Post, one in every four circuit court judges is now a Trump appointee. Carrie Severino is a former clerk for Justice Thomas, and she says,
"Liberals have been using the courts to try to force their liberal policy goals on the nation for a generation. And now, thanks to President Trump, we're pushing back on that. We've got judges who respect the rule of law and restoring that to the nation. These are not just a lot of judges in terms of numbers, which is really impressive, but the quality is incredible. They're young. They are brilliant. They have experience like Supreme Court advocates, law professors, leaders in their state attorneys, general's offices, and they're all fundamentally deeply committed to the Constitution and the rule of law."
USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us about another meat recall due to contamination.
A Cincinnati, Ohio-based food supplier is recalling 15,000 pounds of frozen beef patties because they may be contaminated with plastic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service received a complaint from a food service establishment after finding green plastic. The patties were not sold in stores, but were shipped to a warehouse in Iowa and were distributed to institutions, including schools. Advance Pierre supplies food products to food service, retail, and schools across the United States. In April, the company recalled 20,000 pounds of frozen beef patties, also due to plastic contamination.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.